Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Thursday, September the 16th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. And we greet you this morning with some very interesting news last night here in Marion. I'm sure you saw it on a lot of the TV programs and certainly internet websites. There was what is being described as a house explosion on Congress Street last evening, and we have not really posted anything on that because we wanted to get all the facts on the case and see what has happened since the explosion last night. So we're so happy this morning to be joined by Lieutenant Ryan Redman from the Marion Fire Department. Lieutenant Redman, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Good, good. Long night for you last night, I would imagine.
It was, yeah. We've been on scene out there since about 8:30 last night, so it was definitely a long night.
When the call came in, what time did the call come in, and exactly what was said at the time?
It came in at 8:35 last night, and it came in as a home that had exploded with two homes on fire. So obviously that kind of perks you up a little bit. That's a very out-of-the-normal call.
Absolutely. A home explosion, what exactly does that mean when you arrived on the scene?
Well, when you're on the way, I mean, obviously everything's going through your brain about, is it a collapse, is there fire, how many homes are involved, how many patients do we have, you know, because not only do we do fire suppression, but we also transport victims. So a situation like that is obviously very dangerous for the neighborhood. So when we arrived, there was actually a patient outside in the yard, and he was the occupant of that home. He had some burn injuries. He was injured pretty seriously. One of our squads loaded him up right away and took him to the hospital, and actually they did a great job. I mean, you know, pulling up to the station, to the scene, throwing him on the cot, getting him the care that he needed, and then getting him to the hospital. It was a really quick process. And on top of that, now you have a house that's basically on the ground and on fire. And then that fire started to threaten neighborhood homes. So there's a lot going on there.
Do we know about the age of the gentleman who was on outside?
I do not, actually. I was not on the call. And, you know, a lot of the patient information we don't give out anyways. So, I mean, I know it was a male. I know he had pretty severe traumatic injuries in addition to burn injuries. He was taken to Marion General, and then he ended up getting flown to Columbus to a facility down there.
Do we know his condition as of this morning?
I do not. I have not heard anything from down south. I know that he was listed as very serious at Marion General. I mean, obviously, burn injuries are kind of an interesting beast because they're not just something you treat and it kind of goes away. You know, it's a long process, and then anytime you've got severe burns, you got to look at infection and things that can happen down the road. So my thoughts are definitely with this gentleman. He's got a long road ahead of him.
At this point, do we know if there was anybody else in the house?
So there was not. That was one thing we did manage to get out of the gentleman at the residence before we took him to the hospital. He said that he was alone in there, which that makes our job dramatically easier because I don't know if you've seen the pictures of that house, but I mean, it's a pile of rubble. There's nothing there, you know, and to think about maybe somebody else being in there, that would make for a bad situation, you know, because you need specialized equipment to get a lot of that stuff up and out of the way. It's not something we can just grab and move ourselves, you know.
Absolutely. The houses are so close over on Congress Street. How was the fire in an explosion contained to that one area?
It looks like there was a video posted online and somebody sent it to the fire department that when the house blew up, I mean, there wasn't a ton of fire. There was absolutely fire, but it wasn't like you see in the movies, you know, with a huge fireball. When our units arrived, the pile of debris was on fire, but it wasn't the whole thing. It was just kind of isolated pockets. So we actually contained the fire pretty quickly, I'd say within maybe 10 or 15 minutes. But neighboring houses definitely took some damage. I know there were some windows blown out, which, I mean, anytime you have a blast, you expect that. As far as fire damage goes, though, I think we kept it mainly in that pile.
Were there any other injuries from neighboring houses?
I have not heard of anything, but I wouldn't be surprised. I know that I was just out there this morning, and the amount of glass that is on the ground is astounding. I mean, they're every window around there is blown out.
Do we know, do we have any idea what happened last night?
We do not. So it's under investigation. We've actually got the state fire marshal coming in today. So anytime that there's an explosion, we generally will refer that to the state. They have a little bit more advanced training and equipment for that type of stuff. You know, normal fires in Marion, we'll investigate them, and we can usually make a ruling, but we don't get many explosions, so that's best to send it to the guys that do.
You know, I did notice last night on some of the news sites, and it's one of the reasons we held off on this, that some people were conjecturing that there had been a smell of gas in the area and that it might have been a gas fire. Is any of that true at all? Do we know anything like that?
I have not heard that. I know the gas company was out there last night. They shut the gas off to the property, so, you know, we don't have any further risk in the future of explosions, but I think that's just speculation at this point. I haven't heard anything definitive on that.
And not to have our own conjecture on this, but for the gentleman to get outside, do we know how he got outside? Or because an explosion...
I believe he was on the front porch. I'm not totally sure about that, but, you know, for him to be in the house and to, you know, get blown outside the house, I don't know how possible that would be. I had heard that he was on the porch, and I think that's probably what happened.
And I think that's where a lot of the confusion came in last night when this gentleman was outside, because we all did hear about that. But in an explosion, you would think if you knew your house was going to explode, you would probably get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he had any warning that there was any kind of situation. And like I said, this kind of situation is so rare. But they do happen. I mean, you see them occasionally, but I feel bad for this guy, you know. I mean, what a terrible thing to happen. Not only is your house destroyed, but then you're physically injured.
Do we know in the past when explosions have happened, what might cause something like this? Is it gas? Is it something else?
Usually it's gas, yeah. So, and like I said, you'll see it occasionally. I mean, we don't really see them too many times here. It's one of those things that you might see three or four times in your career. But you see it throughout the country and throughout the state where a house will have a gas leak, say that they get a new furnace or a new water heater installed. The fittings aren't quite tight, and then the house will fill with gas while they're at work. You know, they come home and light the stove or they light a cigarette, and that's how this usually happens.
Is there any way to prevent something like this in the future for maybe somebody who's listening who might have something like that replaced?
Yeah, definitely use licensed and insured professionals to install your appliances. You know, when it comes to gas appliances, you've got dryers, water heaters, stoves, and furnaces. So, you know, if you're not sure what you're doing, leave it to the professionals, because that you can have a tiny pinhole leak and not know it. Gas has a very distinctive smell, like rotten eggs, but you may not notice it, you know, or it may happen when you're at work and you come home and you're walking into a potentially really bad situation.
Do we know how long an investigation like this usually takes to complete?
I wouldn't give it a normal time frame. I mean, if we have a normal fire, an arson fire, or just an accidental fire, we can usually wrap it up within 2 or 3 hours. But something like this, I mean, that pile of debris is pretty tall, and they're going to bring in basically like a grapple truck. It's got a big claw on it. And it'll grab the debris, lift it up, you know, move stuff around to where we can get in there and we can assess, you know, are there broken gas lines? Are there some kind of explosives? You know, what actually happened in there? But this is going to be a pretty prolonged one. I wouldn't be surprised at all if this takes a day or two.
What was it like in the area last night of Congress Street as this was all developing?
I live not too far from that, about 5 minutes away, and I got the call. And I thought, well, I'll drive down there. You know, I'm the public information officer for the fire department. Take pictures and just document what happened, basically. And I got there right as the trucks were getting there. And I talked to a lady that she lived on Catalina, which is three streets away, and she said she heard it like it was in her backyard. Station 2 on Belt Mountain Avenue there beside the dollar store, it's probably a half mile away from that, if that. And they said that they thought something fell over in their bay. Like, it was that loud, it shook the station. They thought that something had happened in the station. And they got up and walked around, you know, and checked it out and couldn't find anything. And then before they even got back to what they were doing, they got the call.
You know, being the public information officer, last night when that happened, it was on the Columbus News, I'm going to say within a half hour. Media outlets here in Marion were reporting it, mostly internet. I do have to give credit to Marion. I don't know that any radio station or newspaper here in town reported it last night, but because I think we wanted to get the facts on what had actually happened, not just that a house had exploded. But did anybody contact you last night to try to figure out what was going on before they ran with this story? You know, it tends to be now in the news business, get it out as quick as you can and we'll worry about facts later.
No, I think that I managed to get it on Facebook pretty quick, you know, to answer a lot of people's questions. We didn't want people to think that, you know, a bomb had went off or something and that there was some kind of danger. So, you know, that's the first goal, I guess, with being a public information officer, is to assure the public that, you know, it's safe, that this is what's going on, that reduces speculation, you know, the grapevine doesn't take off that way. And a lot of people took information from that, a lot of online news outlets.
Were people able to go up and down the street?
No, the street was closed, and it still is closed. It was not taped off, obviously, originally when we first got there. We've got other things to do, but as the scene kind of got taken care of and came under control, then, you know, we put the caution tape up and kind of set a perimeter up, and then we secure the area that way that, you know, the scene doesn't get altered at all for our investigation.
As this goes on, how much will the Marion Fire Department be involved?
So we basically are kind of there to secure the scene, and we'll assist the state fire marshal with anything that they need. I know we've got an investigator out there right now that is kind of starting his process, and I'm sure that if they're not already there, then the state fire marshal will be getting there pretty soon. And then we've got to secure some kind of equipment. That, you know, the city has a lot of equipment for, you know, heavy machinery, that type of stuff. So I'm sure they'll have a truck out there to kind of help us sift through it. So we're going to definitely be involved with this process.
On a danger level, the firefighters who arrived on the scene last night going in to this scene, would we consider it as dangerous as a house that was on fire?
I'd say similar. You know, the biggest risk there is a secondary explosion. So if we've had a gas leak or whatever it may be, that situation may still be there. You know, you may still have a secondary explosion. So our priority when we arrive is life safety. And that starts with us making sure that we're safe, you know, the neighbors, and then obviously the person that was injured in the front yard. So we got him out of there as soon as we could, and our guys did an awesome job. I can't say that enough. They did such a great job on grabbing him, getting him treated, and then getting him to the hospital. But then it kind of becomes, how do we mitigate the danger? You know, so the danger in this situation was you got a big pile of debris that's on fire and a neighbor's house that is going to be on fire if we don't do something soon. So crews actually used last night a deck gun, is what we call it. It's the big thing that you see sitting on top of all the trucks that shoots water really far. I mean, it can put out about 1,000 gallons a minute. So anytime you got a huge fire like that, especially in a situation with a collapse that you don't want to get right up on top of it because it could have a secondary collapse, that deck gun is going to be our best bet. We can put a lot of water on it from far away really fast, and that's what they did, and they did a great job.
And just so we make this clear, because there were some reports of this last night that I do think turned out not to be true, there was no fire on any additional structures in that area.
No. So like I said, there were pockets within that debris that were on fire, and we did a good job of getting those knocked down really quick. It would have been a bad situation if some time had gone on and that pile had allowed to keep burning, that there definitely would have been some neighbor houses on fire, but no, not last night.
Do we know who called in the explosion? Was it a lot of people or neighbors?
Oh,
or?
I'm sure. It was felt across the west side. I've talked to a lot of different people from all over, and they're like, yeah, I felt it. You know, I live over on the west side. I did not feel it, but I will say I was in my basement. So maybe a little bit different there, but I'm sure that the 911 center got many calls on this.
What is the process like with the gas company when something like this is going on?
So there's an emergency number that dispatch will usually call, and they'll make them aware, hey, we had an explosion or there's a leak or whatever the situation may be. And then they will usually, kind of prioritize the call based on the severity. Something like this, pretty severe. They were there pretty quick. I know that they were there probably within a couple hours, which may not seem really fast, but when you're talking about calling people in from home, it's pretty quick.
And the gentleman was conscious last night when he was being taken away.
Yes, he was, and that was the first thing that we asked him, is are there any people in the house? Because that's going to totally change our mode of operation if there's additional victims. And he said no, there was not. So that was kind of a relief.
Do we know exactly to the what the extent of his injuries were? Definitely beat up, obviously, and burned. Did these seem like severe burns?
I can't speculate on that. I wasn't involved in patient care, and then obviously we've got some HIPAA restrictions there to where we don't usually go too in-depth with patient information or injuries, so I can't really speculate on that.
A question I wanted to ask you, because it was very interesting last night that the internet was very active after this happened, and videos were put up of this. Are you surprised by that thing anymore? Does that make the job easier, more difficult when something is going on like that?
I wouldn't say it makes it easier or more difficult. It's just something you've got to keep aware of. You're always being watched. So professionalism is very important to us. We pride ourselves on being professional. So, you want to do a good job and you want to show the public that you are capable of doing a good job and that they can have faith in their fire department. And it's just one more thing to worry about, But it does come into play with, say, an investigation or, say, an arson. We've solved many arsons over the years with, like, the Ring cameras that neighbors will have. They'll have a camera on the side of their house. And we knock on the door and say, hey, do you have any footage from last night between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock? And they'll say, oh, yeah. And, you can see two people or whatever the situation may be walk into the house, and then 15 minutes later it's on fire. That we've done a lot of good investigative work with that kind of stuff, but it doesn't really affect us as far as our job.
Obviously, we probably would not know when an explosion's going to happen. Do we know how the video footage came to be at this point?
I believe someone had it. They were a street or two over last night, and they had made it. They had posted on one of the Facebook pages that was reporting on this, and then I managed to get it sent to the fire department so that we had it for our investigation as well. It was a private citizen.
Was it just a surveillance video?
It was like a Ring camera, like a doorbell camera that they had on the front of their house.
Yeah. So in your opinion, just for people out there listening who can only hear this right now, who might not have seen the video, what is the difference between a fire and an explosion?
Well, fire is a spontaneous process that starts slow and kind of takes off and gets larger over time. An explosion is all at once. So you've got, usually a situation has happened before, an explosion that kind of precipitates that. So whether it is gas filling an area or whatever it may be, fuel on the ground, and then a spark or something happens, and then you've got an instant reaction, and that's what happened last night. It literally blew that house apart. I can't stress that enough. I mean, other than one wall I saw, it looked like it was fairly intact. The rest of it is just crumbled.
And just for the audience again, what time did this call come in last night?
It was at 8:35 last night, and our units were on scene in less than 2 minutes.
And again, just so everybody knows, because a lot has been said and conjectured about this, at this point, we just know that a house exploded. There was one gentleman who now has been taken to Columbus with injuries, and nobody else was in the house, but we don't know if it had anything to do with gas. We don't know if it had anything to do with anything, and the state inspectors will come in today, and this could be... we don't know how long the process will be, but it could take a couple days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it'll change, They'll find something that they need to look into, and then that'll take some time, and then maybe it'll be a dead end, and then they'll find something else. And, sometimes these do become undetermined at the end. You know, they investigate as thoroughly as they can, and they just can't make a ruling. You know, that happens sometimes. And when you've got a situation as complex as this, you know, think about all the things inside of a house. There's a lot of things in there with energy. So they're going to be looking into all of that.
Well, I tell you, Lieutenant Ryan Redmond, we thank you so much for joining us this morning, because we did want to get out here this morning, first time we'd be back on live, and it's important information, but thank all your crew for keeping everybody safe, because that's a very big deal, and I'm sure also the gentleman who's in a hospital bed today is very thankful for being treated so quickly, and you guys for being on the scene so quickly. We thank you so much.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Scott.
Hey, take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. And that's, as they say, the rest of the story. Lieutenant Ryan Redmond with the Marion Fire Department. So, if you're just tuning in, and this is why we didn't run this on the news last night and why we did not put it up on the Facebook page, because the story was very ambiguous last night. We did know that a house exploded. We knew that somebody had been taken to the hospital. Now we know that they're down in Columbus. But we didn't really know much more than that. And people were posting videos, and people were saying things like, I believe I read something, and really I'm not even sure where this came from, but that there had been a gas smell in the area, and that it was a gas explosion. We don't know any of that. We still don't know any of that at 8:15 the following morning. So the state inspectors will come in, and they will determine a cause, and we'll find out that way. But that's what happened last night, 8:36 p.m., a house explosion over on Congress Street. And at this point, there is one survivor, but he is in very serious condition in Columbus. And it's amazing when you think about it that with the word explosion, that nobody was injured in the nearby homes, because anybody who's driven down Congress Street knows that's a very residential neighborhood, and the houses are very, very close. So some damage to other houses, but nobody else was injured, and thank goodness for that. So Lieutenant Redmond, I know a very busy night, and we thank him so much for coming on. You know, the work the firefighters do is tremendous, much like the police officers, much like the sheriff's station. You know, they do put their lives on the line for us, and maybe this is a good reminder of that. It's an unfortunate reminder that it has to happen this way, but explosion is a big word. If anybody has anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody live over in the Congress Street area? Did you guys hear anything last night? I live way on the other side of town, so I didn't hear anything except what was going on certainly, the social media chatter, let's say, was up and running heavy last night. You know what does bother me, though? I will say this, and this is just subjective. This is just my own opinion. That within minutes, not knowing if the man had lived or died, and really last night in the moment you wouldn't know that people were already conjecturing about the story. I can't imagine. If you don't know something for fact, you should not report it. And I'll tell you what, I hand that to the Marion Star, because they didn't do that either. We didn't do that, and they didn't do that, and I don't think any other radio station in Marion did either. So everybody in Marion, in the legitimate media, newspaper, and radio, gets a big pat on the back last night, because Columbus stations were running this story, internet sites were, social media sites were, but I don't think anybody had any facts to go on that were totally legitimate. So big pat on the back to the Marion media. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I live at the corner of Henry and Congress.
Well, you're right on the end of Congress.
I'm on the first part of Congress. Congress kind of jogs over on Aquifer, and you have to take Aquifer over and then go back on Congress. So I was about 2.5 blocks away from it. And, yeah, we heard it last night. Me and my brother was waiting on pizza. He thought pizza driver had banged on the door.
It was that loud?
Oh, yeah, my windows rattled.
Wow. And the follow-up, I imagine, was pretty quick, all the sirens and aftermath of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it seemed like everything the city had showed up over there last night.
You know, after hearing from Lieutenant Redman, what do you take away from it now, living over in that area?
I'm surprised more people weren't hurt.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's great. But, boy, that is shocking because the houses are so close together. And when you're talking about an explosion, I was very surprised about that, too.
And, you know, that guy had been on the front porch, you know, but if he'd been inside there, I just don't see how a person could have made it out of there.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, and I hate to put it this way because I know he's in very bad shape today, but what are the odds? What are the odds that you would be on the front porch when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Especially at 8:32 at night because, you know, we get dark now. I'm going to say before 8:32 at this point.
But if, you know, there could be something up with that, too. I don't, you know, I don't want to speculate, but...
Oh, no, I'm not... I'm just saying, thank goodness he was on the porch. For whatever reason, thank goodness, because had he been inside, it could have been a whole different ending.
But, you know, the surrounding, you know, houses and stuff, it's a wonder... You know, there wasn't more damage to them and, you know, people, you know, got injured.
Well, certainly kudos to the fire department for being there that quickly. 2 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they was there quick and we knew something was up because everything was going by. My brother looked out and we couldn't see no big flames, you know what I'm saying? With everything that was showing up, you would think that there was a huge... You know, fire and, you know, a lot of smoke, but he couldn't see anything.
Living over on or near Congress Street, try to explain to people how close the houses are who maybe have never been over in that neighborhood, because that's what baffles me here. With an explosion, those houses are so close together.
Oh, yeah, they're, you know, there's houses, you know, 10, 15 feet, you know, only 10 or 15 feet in between the houses.
Hmm. Well, did you happen to see any of the news reports last night on the Columbus media?
Yeah, I seen a little bit on Channel 6, and I seen Channel 10. I seen more of it this morning, but...
Did they have any new information this morning?
No, they just said that the guy had been taken to the hospital and was, you know, in serious condition.
Had they said anything as far as cause of fire or anything?
No.
Well, that's good. Then I guess they get a pat on the back as well for not speculating. I know I was reading something, and I should have wrote it down last night, but somebody was speculating that it had something to do with gas. And we don't know. Maybe it did. But clearly, according to Lieutenant Redman and obviously the Columbus News now, that's not the case. We don't know that it wasn't that, but... Nobody has ever said that.
Yeah, well, we didn't, you know, smell no gas now. But I'm 2.5 blocks away, you know. It probably wouldn't have smelled it anyhow.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in with your report this morning.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye. Anybody else over in that area or have anything? I mean, we all saw the social media last night. We all saw the video. The video went around on the internet like... I don't even know. That to me is a strange thing. Now, I never know if that's good or bad, because when I think of posting a video like that on the internet, does that do anything in the information section of this fire, or of this explosion, I should say? Does that help in any way to post a video of it? I guess I don't understand that. When you don't know what caused the fire or explosion, I keep saying fire, it's explosion. When you don't know what caused the explosion and you don't know the real condition of the only person who was in the house or around the house when it happened, I don't know what showing a picture of the video does except sensationalize it. I always said it's the same thing with storms. If I tell you that there's a blizzard going on outside, or if I tell you there's a tornado coming, does it do... Is it any more truthful if I show you a picture of me holding on to a lamppost blowing down the street? I never understand why they do that in storms. Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. Or if you'd just like to comment on what Lieutenant Redmond said. A lot of good information or what the firefighters were able to do last night. And we thank them for doing that. That's a big, big job. And we do want to keep everybody safe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it's one of those things, you know, you hear the word house explosion in Marion, Ohio, as Lieutenant Redmond said there. That is not a common occurrence at all. But as far as occurrences go, it does sound as if this is the best it can be at this particular point. And with the state inspectors coming in, I guess we'll find out what happened. And I guess that's that story as it is right now. Again, phone lines will be open for about 12 more minutes here if there's anything on your mind or if you lived over in that area and would like to report what you heard or saw or anything of that nature. We've got about 12 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Glad to be back on the air this morning, full fashion. Now, yesterday we were on the air, but having an audio issue. And the audio issue worked itself out. So thank goodness for that. And thank goodness for you, the listeners, sticking with us yesterday as we were having that audio issue. I appreciate that quite a bit. All right. Now, there were some things I wanted to talk about yesterday morning that I never got to because of the issues we were having yesterday. And one of those things was, this is odd, I went to McDonald's yesterday morning, and I waited in the line, and I get to the head of the line yesterday, and I order a drink. Now, I waited in the line for quite a while, so I get to the point in the line where I place my order to find out that the pop machine had exploded. The pop machine had exploded. So, and that's exactly what the person inside McDonald's said. Now, I don't know what that exactly means at 7:30 in the morning, but it couldn't have been good for them, although I know it was fixed last night because somebody went out and got me a pop last night. So there is that. There's something big I want to talk about next hour, so you got to stay tuned next hour because I was going to make this announcement yesterday, but with all the technical difficulties, I did not get a chance to do that. So stay tuned next hour. Definitely have some things that I want to talk about. And just since we've got 10 minutes left here, there's also one thing I want to bring up. I did see that the Star is still doing stories on the auditor, which they should, and we want to be fair as well, because I got this report as well. Apparently, what city council is being told at this point is that the people who are working in the auditor's office right now believe they'll be able to fix things by September the 30th. September the 30th is that deadline that is coming up for the city. So I guess the auditor's office is saying that they think they'll be able to fix it within the next 14 days. Now, we don't know that for sure, and I'm only saying that because we really don't know, and I don't want to report anything that's not true, so I'm reporting what they're saying. Nobody from the state auditor's office has said that. Nobody from city council has said that. The mayor has not said that, but the auditor's office is saying that. So, that's where we are now. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to that particular story? 740-383-9944. Got about 9 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Anything to say about the unfortunate explosion on Congress Street or the incident with the auditor, which is ongoing, but there is your update in regard to the auditor. Oh, and I want to say one more thing about this. I did a little bit of this on Friday, but, and again, not to say untoward things about the Columbus media, but I still don't understand what that story last week was about in regard to the auditor, because we don't have any information. I mean, I think September 30th we might have some information, but at this point we don't. And why that story was done, I don't know. And it seems to me as if somebody called the Columbus media and told them to come down here. Now, I don't know who did that, and I don't know that for a fact that somebody called the Columbus media. But the timing of that is very odd. It's just very odd that that meeting happened on Tuesday night and was basically reported to the media. Well, we reported it here on Wednesday. I think the Marion Star did it on Wednesday. And by Thursday, Columbus was up here asking all these questions. And the story that I saw did not provide any more answers than what we had. Basically, the books are not done. We do know that. That is fact. The books are not reconciled. And I guess we wait. And we will wait for September 30th. So, that's that story. All right, anything else going on in Marion that somebody would like to talk about? Because I don't want to get into anything else in this hour, because I do have something I want to talk about next hour. And maybe we'll do some trivia next hour. The thing I want to talk about is not going to take a whole hour. But give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. By the way, did anybody ever come up with the answer to the trivia question? What used to happen to the old Kmart sign? Well, I shouldn't say old Kmart sign, but when Kmart was in town, since they've been gone for quite a while now, when Kmart was in town, something used to happen to the sign every time there was a windstorm or rainstorm. We never did get the answer as to what happens. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Oh, by the way, somebody brought this up to me the other day, too. You know, we had those people from Boston calling in for quite some time. That went on for 2 or 3 weeks. But I think they have went by the wayside at this particular point. You know, we did the whole thing where they were supposed to call City Hall. And after that, I think we've gotten rid of them. I think they have flown the coop. But I do appreciate that they did listen to the show for as long as they did. That was just an interesting occurrence. All started with the Bill Cosby interview, and they were there almost continuously for about 3 weeks. And would call in and had things to say. And it was interesting to me because they were listening. Clearly, they were listening pretty regularly, or at least listening to the tapes, because they knew things about the show that you could only know if you would have listened to it. So I applaud their 3 weeks of holding out, listening to the show. But I don't think we heard from them last week, and I don't think we've heard from them this week. So I think that has all gone by the wayside at this particular point. Now, again, we've got about, we're down to about 4 minutes now. 740-383-9944. Did anybody live, or does anybody live over in the Congress Street area, know anything about the explosion that happened last night over on Congress? What a noise that must have made. We've heard some reports about it this morning, but what a noise that must have made. What a situation that must have been. Unbelievable. And it's unbelievably scary when you think about it, that you can have something replaced in your home, and here's a gas leak, and all of a sudden, something like that can happen. And your life can change in a moment. Without question, your life can certainly change in a moment. That's something I think we all should think about. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
I can personally tell you that when you read something like that on Facebook, you immediately call your granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely.
She and her husband live on Congress Street, and it just scared me to death.
Oh,
And because when I first read it, I believe it said that there were a couple in the house. And, of course, I immediately called her, and she said, I said, what are you doing? And she says, Grandma, we're standing out here on the street looking down the street at an explosion. So that's how quickly things happen, you know, from what you see on media and your response. And she contacted all her family and friends because everybody was calling them, her and her husband. So it was scary, you know.
You know, that's one of the reasons we waited till this morning, and I wish all media was responsible. And like I say, I don't think the Marion Star did anything like that. I don't know of any radio stations in town that did anything, but the social media last night was reporting things as fact that were not fact. And that's unfortunate.
They do that all the time, don't they?
Well, they do, but you know, I guess I'm just a curious person. If you have a house explosion, that's big enough a story. You really don't mm-hmm. need to embellish it. And
these people, some of these people, not everybody, but some of these people on the Crime Chronicles, you know, they really like to make smart remarks and all that, but for the most part, people just shared what they knew. But like I said, it was immediately. I switched from Facebook to my granddaughter's phone, and I had instant gratification knowing that her and her husband were okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did she say anything about the sound? Apparently the sound was...
Well, she said they thought somebody was pounding on their front door, had pounded on their front door. And, but it just, well, you can imagine what something like that would sound like. Now, for the, me being where I'm at, you know I'm near the station and everything, we hear things down here on the street all the time. They're just noises from automobiles. But down there, that would have been a different situation. So.
Yeah, well, and again, we certainly have to thank the firefighters, 2 minutes
yes.
on the scene, and the fact mm-hmm. that this gentleman was able to talk and is still alive, even though
right.
in pretty bad shape.
He shared the information they needed immediately as they were transporting him to where he needed to go, but...
And
very, very sad.
Well, and it becomes a big thing, too, because the firefighters had no idea if there was anybody else in the house.
Right.
And
sometimes these, what do you call them, these detectors, these people have their on the porches. I know that helped a situation with my granddaughter because her husband were in a, somebody had hit them in their automobile, and the people across the street at their home had one of those cameras, and they caught it. So that's another situation, you know, where it helps a lot of times.
Well, isn't it interesting? I guess that in my thinking, this is for the good and the bad, but that these I don't even know what they call them, bell ringing cameras that people are putting on their houses for security purposes are now uh-huh. catching things like this explosion and... I guess to some degree that does help the fire department. I guess the downside to it is that media wants to run with it, and I'm never really sure what benefit to the media that is. To the firefighters, I understand.
Yeah.
But to the media, I mean, we know there was an explosion.
Scott, how long have there been ambulance chasers?
Well, that's...
Ever since there were ambulances...
Well, that's the problem, and I don't know. I heard so much last night about other houses being on fire. I heard so much last night about the smell of gas in the neighborhood and that it was a gas fire. None of that was true. None of it. And that's unfortunate to me because either somebody took somebody's word for the gospel who was lying, or somebody just made it up. And in that particular mm-hmm. situation, what's the point?
Well, that's true. That
yeah.
is very true.
Well, I'm so glad
you're adding to the conjecture, you know, making opinions whether they're right or wrong.
Right, and that is... a true conjecture problem, because if, you know, here's the problem I have with that. If you live over there on Congress and you see something you believe is news reporting that it's a gas explosion and you don't know that for sure, you probably have worried tons of people in that neighborhood that possibly the same thing could be headed their way, because you don't know if it's a gas leak, you don't know what caused the problem. And
look what it did when I was, you know, the minute I saw it.
Right. And I don't know that we need to worry people. I think if we would have just said there was an explosion, one person is in bad shape, that we knew for sure, and left it at that, we would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Well, I'm so glad your family's okay, and I'm so glad you called in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. Stay tuned. We've got all kinds of more stuff right around the corner.
To website, williamsgrasscutters.com, Facebook page, at Williams Grass Cutters, email, w.grasscutters at